Welcome to Geeks On, a show created by geeks for geeks, covering topics that geeks like to talk about. For more information about the news and links we talk about on the show, go to our website at www.geeksone.com.
Yay!
Hello, my geekling lover.
Everybody out there in Geek Land, and welcome to an extremely special edition of Geeks On.
Yay!
Because this is the week that the women have taken over.
This one's for the ladies.
Yes. And we've booted the geeks out.
That's right.
And we've taken over the studio, and so this is coming direct to you from, we'll all introduce ourselves. First, I'm Lisa. I've been on the show before. You might remember me from such special Geeks Ons as the DS versus PSP episode, or the E3 episode, and here.
And I'm Maureen Hendricks, and I'm married to a geek, Aaron Hendricks, and I am a producer and a filmmaker.
I'm Catherine, and I'm an artist in Los Angeles, and I am dating Matt.
I'm Tracy Rooney Robinson. I'm Peter's wife, and I do some acting and directing.
Yeah.
Yay!
Very cool group we have.
Yay!
Our topic today is going to be the care and feeding of geeks.
Yes.
There's a lot to be said on this topic.
Yes. We are so excited.
I think a manual is mom
pass. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Maybe this will be the preface to that.
Can I just tell you how excited I've been to be doing this episode? It's just like so needed.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think there's some pros and some cons that may be discussed.
Yes. On the topic of geek love.
Yep.
Oh yes.
Yep.
So, but before we get to that, we're going to do the news. We're following the Geeks On format. I'm going to start with my first news story, which was just something that gave me pause. A bunch of very geeky companies, Google, Yahoo, a couple other ones, had to go before Congress this week because there are some questions about they have. Interests in and parts of their company are operating in China.
Right.
And it has come out that these guys have cooperated with the Chinese government and what a lot of people believe are human rights abuses.
I heard about this.
Handing over, I think it was Yahoo or Google. Handed over the searches of certain people who are searching for human rights websites,
what?
Information, anti-government stuff, and people have received prison sentences as a result, have been sent to Chinese prisons as a result. And I think that it's really disingenuous because the guys who run Google present themselves as these good-hearted geeks.
Yeah, as the people who weren't turning anything over.
We're for freedom of information. Well, they only mean that here, apparently. And I don't know. The words Chinese prison scare the snot out of me.
Right.
And I thought that was really, like, that they have one face that they present to Americans and American computer users, and they're like that kind of geek mentality of like the internet should be free for all and no government interference. But they're walking hand in hand with one of the most oppressive governments in the world. Yeah. And I thought it was disappointing for those geeks to be behaving that way.
I think that's
definitely, I think they really betrayed themselves as a corporation, which is like a big corporation, which is what they are. And then
they're fronting as like, hey, we're like these everyman, we're these geeks who are just a startup, even though we're enormous. And
now you see the bottom line.
Wow.
Is the dollar.
Yeah.
As it always is.
Yeah. And one of them said in front of Congress, I can't remember, I think it was Yahoo, said, oh, well, we're a big thing here. Maybe it was Google, but we're not really the major company there. It's this other company. Well, what they didn't say was that they were one of the major stakeholders in that company. So they've got a lot of faces, and I just thought it was really bad behavior and that they've got a certain persona that they put here out to the world of the internet. And then on the other hand, they're acting pretty gross. I mean, that it's contributing for people who are looking for human rights websites to fork over that search information to the Chinese government.
Wow.
I don't know. So that's my first story.
Bummer.
Yeah. I know, it kind of blows.
Yeah.
Shame on those guys.
How?
Sorry.
Sucks.
We'll bring it back up in a minute.
All right.
My second one is, did they do these all at once?
I think they go around.
Go around. Yeah. You, hit it.
Oh, okay. Well, my first one is something that I want to hear what you guys think about, which is, this is, to me, hilarious. This company, this Dallas outfit called Big Brand Agency, has just created this website called iBreakup.net.
What?
And what they do, because there's online dating services, right? This is an online breaking up service.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God. And you go there. I actually went to the site because I was like, what is this? And it says,
no.
Break up with him, break up with her, pick one. And then what it'll do is, like, customize, or they have some sort of way to send somebody a breakup letter.
Oh, that's so sad. It's like a Dear John via Geekling way.
Yeah. It is. Via email.
Via, oh.
How cowardly.
It's like cards, except it's
oh,
like
don't anybody do that ever. That's so wrong.
Well, but see, there's a couple sites that are like I saw one, it was a dating site, and it was only for married people seeking...
Ew.
And I was like, you're hurting humanity. You're hurting... I know I seem like such a big softy on this episode, but it's like there are just some things that you're like, you know what?
No.
You may be able to make money on this, but it's gross.
Oh, but yeah.
Well, it's so sad. That's just...
Because, you know, they did the math. They, like, did research and go, oh, we can make money doing this. And it's like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
No.
It's just, it's bad enough breaking up over email anyway. And then you got to do it in a form letter.
Yeah.
Please read here. Insert name.
Like,
it's
wait,
like, come on, people.
And you get to just check options. Like, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Yeah. I'm going through a period in my life where I'm reevaluating. Like, what? Like,
it's like those notes in grade school. Check here. Do you like me?
So
yes,
sweet.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, that's like, exactly come on. What it is. Yeah. It's like to take the sting out of the actual human interaction.
Yeah, that's bad.
One of their selling points, which is really funny, is like, well, you met online, so maybe you should break up online.
Wow.
I wonder how much they charge for that.
You know, when I went on there, I think because they're just starting up, it was free. But they also, I just want to tell you, the upside is there's a makeup letter, too. Like, they have breakup or makeup.
Oh, my God.
It's the same thing, and it's still very sad.
Well, you can have no original thought of your own.
Wow. Yeah. Are you a total coward?
Wow. Exactly. It's totally for cowards.
Wow. Well, my stories are a little lighter. Sorry, you guys.
No good.
I mean, that's pretty light, too, I guess. But, I mean, first of all, I started laughing so hard when I was looking at stories because... First of all, I don't know if you guys heard that, like, all these prostitutes united to try to do a ban on Grand Theft Auto, which I was...
What?
Yes.
No.
And it's serious.
Yeah, I heard
that. Like, they're saying it gives, like, prostitutes a bad name. Like, no.
Do and there's all this like a forum online.
I don't
like,
know.
How do they?
But seriously, no.
They're
organizing people to boycott it, and they're trying to organize like an official boycott, and they want to sue them.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's just like one more thing. Saying like the behavior, it could cause violence toward women and violence toward prostitutes. So they need to.
It is one of the longest lasting professions around.
But I mean, like, what is it with banning anyway? I mean, like, and then Australia is trying to do a ban on that graffiti game.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
which is just like.
That just seems
what?
Like they're just looking for a dollar sign, is what that sounds like.
But no, I don't. With banning graffiti?
Banning,
oh, I was going
to
say.
The hooker's trying to sue Grand Theft Auto.
They're maybe like, not. Maybe they're like, it's immoral to play this game.
But it's Grand Theft Auto. It's like the whole game
I know.
Is crime and.
Really beat. I mean,
yes. And like the policemen should like unite and say this promotes shooting cops.
I
promote shooting everybody.
They were saying that even though you can't actually rape somebody, that they're alluding to a possible rape at one point in the game, which I don't know what they're talking about. But
well, you can sleep with the hooker,
right? And then you
run
like
them over and take their money.
That's true.
Actually,
find that offensive. What?
But like you wake up, don't you end up like younger and happier and more like
more life.
Yeah, you have more life.
After you run over a hooker?
Yes.
Well, after you sleep with them, it fulfills your health, but you lose money, but you can kill them and
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought those were pretty funny.
But you can kill anybody in that game. That's what it's all about.
I just, like, the logistics of that fascinate me. Like, how many constitutes a group? Is it, like, across state lines? Do they have, like, an email thing? Are they just talking on this on the corner? Like what? Like, how?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. But I bet you
are. And, like, how much they have now in common with, like, you know, people like Joe Lieberman or Hillary Rodham
Clinton.
Oh, like,
quite a bit.
Me and the prostitutes want to ban Grand Theft Auto. Like, it's, like, it's such a weird alliance of people who've got a lot to say about this one video game. You know?
There's going to be a lobby on Capitol Hill.
Yeah. A coalition of strange bedfellows.
Yeah, well.
I love it.
Kat, what you got?
Oh. All right. Well, Matt came up with my news story.
So he did.
I don't
know. You got to put that geek to work. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. First one, fighting bird flu with fermented cabbage air conditioners.
Delicious.
LG Electronics, the world's leading air conditioner maker, said on Thursday that it will start selling air conditioners that prevent avian influenza with a special filter coated with a substance extracted from a fermented kimchi.
Oh my God!
The new
it's very popular in Korea.
Will target Southeast Asian countries affected by bird flu and will be marketed this year. The new products, nicknamed Anti-AI Aircon.
Oh, that's catchy.
Have a filter covered with antibacterial substance extracted from kimchi. South Korea's spicy
Peter
fermented
loves kimchi.
I do too. Now I didn't know it was a avian flu deterrent.
I can't think of the smell of it. Like, it doesn't strike me as...
It's pretty funky, because we have friends who are Korean, and their parents have a separate refrigerator.
Really?
For the kimchi, because you don't want your butter to smell like kimchi. It's just wrong.
I had it in college, and my roommates hated me, because they're like, our meals taste like kimchi, and kimchi tastes gross. Yeah.
No, we buy it, but, like, you have to eat the whole jar. You can't put a half-empty jar back in the fridge, because everything else is like, you're like, my jelly tastes like kimchi.
Yeah, you could take
it. I didn't
need it all. It's like your
But
whole
you've got to just wonder, like, what on earth is in it?
I don't know what it is that would make it keep those birds away.
Who knows? But
they don't like it, apparently.
I mean, if it works, though, everybody's all freaked out. So
that was the first little tidbit he gave me.
That is hilarious. My second piece of news is more, it's kind of a plug, little news thing. I had to work on it because I don't know, I was a little short on time and wasn't sure about the parameters of geek news. But I worked on this project this week, which was funny because I didn't understand it, but it's up on IGN, and it's a spoof for a movie that is a spoof. This movie coming out called Date Movie. And then in the middle of it, it's kind of a spoof movie by the people who did Scary Movie and all those. This one is about romantic comedies, but it also spoofs King Kong in it. And so we did a spoof of Peter Jackson's Diaries, which I didn't realize were this whole big nerdy thing where you could, like, see, you guys know
it's
that.
Hardcore.
And so we did, one of the actors in it did a spoof, and so it's called Making a Spoof, and it's a parody of the Peter Jackson Diaries, and it's up on IGN, and I helped produce this thing. But it was so hard for me because I'm like, what? Like, I didn't know anything about it, you know? So it was really hard to try to make something funny if you haven't seen the original thing that you're spoofing. So you knew about this.
You watched
all of them.
No, it was big. It was amazing, actually. They had tons of content on there throughout the whole production.
No, was it online?
But I could see it being spoofed is the funny thing.
Yeah.
You could have had, like, somebody in a suit
pretending. No, they put him, like, in a full wig and makeup, and he's got a New Zealand accent and the whole bit, and they keep cutting back and forth the footage of the movie. But it was just, it was one of those things, which I'm sure will come up later in there, about, like, working on something that is geeky, and you're like, I don't understand. This is funny to you guys. I'm like, I'm sure my husband will think this is hilarious.
Yeah.
I bet he'd be all over it.
Yeah. I hope so. So that's my other geeky
topic. Some of the difficult things about being with a geek, which I'm sure we'll get to later, but
yes.
The nodding and smiling. That's hilarious. What else you got in the news?
Okay. My next geek bit is actually quite geeky, and I'm going to lose all of you.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, girl.
It's okay. Thanks for the warning.
I have to warn you, because this is something that's near and dear to my heart. And the times I've been on the show, I am the only person who ever talks about Nintendo for some reason. Those guys are very anti-Nintendo.
Because they're over 21.
What are you trying to say?
What do you mean?
No, because Nintendo is... as like such a younger Democrat.
I'm nostalgic about it. I'm nostalgic about Nintendo. They did that Super Mario Brothers thing.
You people, Nintendo is still at the freaking forefront. God
because
damn it.
Pokemon is just.
Okay.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
You know it's true, though.
All right, I'm just going to get out of my news. I'm trying to get myself from your derision about something.
Go ahead.
We're listening.
Okay. We're listening.
Okay, so the DS. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it's Nintendo's new handheld, and I guess you didn't know while you were making fun of it in Pokemon that it is hugely successful in Japan, and it's actually fairly successful here as well. And it's been in the news recently because a couple things are coming down the pike for it. One is it's going to have voice communication. It's already wireless through the internet, and there's a game, Metroid Hunters, that'll let you chat, like, over your thing, because it has
really?
A microphone. Little handheld thing. Yes.
So it has a microphone on the handheld device, or is it like a cell phone where you plug
in
a thing?
No, it's right on there. It's all really self-contained.
Wow.
And quite adorable. Anyway, and then the other things that are coming out for it, was just announced, is there's going to be a web browser for it, which is going to make the use of both screens, DS has two screens, and the stylus, which seems to make web browsing really easy. Like, you can web browse on the PSP, but it's kind of a pain.
Right.
But if you could just use a stylus like a mouse, it'd be pretty cool and productive.
So is it smaller than the PSP?
It's a totally different shape. It's like a little bit smaller, but it opens like a clamshell.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then also, they're coming out with a little TV tuner attachment that you can stick in one of the... I know you guys are really excited about this.
I know. Thrilling.
You can stick it in one of the cartridge slots, and it has a little antenna, and you can watch TV on it.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. Yeah, which they used to have for, like, Game Gear. I don't know if you remember it. It was sort of a cute little add-on. And
so you can just watch regular network TV with it.
Yes. Oh. And the one other thing I want to say about the DS before I bore you all to death is
I'm sure the fans are very excited to hear
that. Yeah, I hope so. There's like got to be somebody out there with me. These geeks aren't even
I'm sure there are. Don't mind them.
The last thing is that the DS is coming out with a new form factor, a new version of it called the DS Lite, I think maybe later this year. And it's really cool looking. It doesn't look so kid-like. It looks more PSP hipster cool. So if you are waiting to get the DS, which I highly recommend you do because the games are great.
So what games do you like to play on that?
Personally, I love Meteos, which is a puzzle game. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. And Castlevania.
We had a little momentary interruption in the middle of the Nintendo news because Kat had a coughing fit, but the best part about that was Aaron came in to check the audio, and then he left, and on his way out, he starts talking to Dawn in the other room and goes, okay, the closer you are to a target, the more dice you get to use. And all of the ladies were like, yeah, hot geek action going on in the other room.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's our conversation that we hear all day long, every day. They might be on a headset. They might be, God only knows.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were just laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to look like the cool kids with your new Nintendo, is what you're saying.
The new Nintendo is finally going to look kind of hot for a change.
Well, grown up.
A little chunky. Yeah,
it's
a little
like
bit more grown
up. A neat
little
gadget with all the different things.
Yeah, kind of like an iPod.
I use mine more than the sexy PSP. I use it much more.
Somebody showed me, which was really cool, on their PSP, that they were able to stream Group 101 movies.
Oh, cool.
Which was really cool because it was just nice. And I'm not nearly as big a game fan as my husband, but he on airlines has watched, when we've been flying, watched movies on it, which has been great while flying.
Oh, yeah.
So that was just really great to me because it looks so good.
It's beautiful. I will say the one thing I use the PSP for is watching movies.
So it's not annoying that it's so small.
Not at all. You know,
really?
Have you seen that the screen's really wide and big? It's probably the biggest.
It's very
clear. Well, it's not big. You can't call it big.
Well, when it's close to your abdomen.
When you hold it like so.
Yeah.
Actually, the only thing he's complained about is that you can't, your arms get tired holding a whole movie. They need like a little caddy.
Yeah.
So you can sit back. I know.
Because you can't put it all the way down because then it's too small.
And then it's flat.
Right.
You need it kind of tilted.
It could be something around your neck.
See, when we... Oh, yeah, because that'll look hot.
Yeah.
You look like somebody in band, you know, band camp.
A whole headgear with the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll look like either headgear...
God help geeks. That's not what they need.
Yeah, exactly. Not helping them.
No, when we fly, we always watch it on a computer screen, but it, you know, on one of our laptops. But then the battery runs out. It's such a pain. Hmm. You know? It's cool.
You got any more news?
Yes, I do. Mine are all about computer games. I don't know what's up with that. But I started laughing again when I was looking at stories. Because did you guys know that all these high schools and middle schools are using games in the schools?
For weight
loss? No, for like Dance Dance Revolution is huge in PE.
Yeah, like, they've had all these people giving them money because a lot of them inner city schools don't have yards.
But like space. Instead of going to like play tennis or basketball or something
because
in PE.
Because they're poor and don't have a gym.
There's still a gym. Whatever.
But the kids like it.
It's cool.
I'm just saying if it helps fat kids get thinner.
No, I know. But like I'm looking at this article too and they're playing Civilization. They're playing all this stuff.
Great. That's
they're
great
playing
strategy.
They're playing Railroad Tycoon. In school.
To learn economics?
Like a third of schools are using video games now.
Well, I think if they're so immersive and can teach you about stuff, you know, if the kids are engaged.
Well, and that's the thing, because this is going to help geeks everywhere. Because, like, people will be like, wow, this is kind of fun. And all the jocks are going to be, like, doing Dance Dance Revolution. And all of a sudden, they'll be like, oh. I thought that was pretty exciting news.
I think it's good.
It's great.
You know?
I mean, I grew up with video games, and I think it makes me want to use my... I mean, this is totally... I don't know. I'm talking out my ass, but... Makes me feel like I want to be interactive and do things rather than be passive.
And I think
these kids,
I think a lot of kids are going to learn better because they're used to playing video games at home, and that somehow that's going to help them, even if it's about history or whatever.
Yeah.
So what's your news, Kat?
Very cool. All right, next one on the list. Let's see. Batman to hunt down Osama bin Laden.
I love it.
The next edition of the Batman comic will feature the superhero hunting down Osama bin Laden after Gotham is attacked by terrorists.
Whoa, it's so topical.
I know.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, basically, I'm going to cruise through some of this, but Superman punched out Hitler, so did Captain America. He said that that's one of the things they're there for. These are our folk heroes. It just seems silly to chase around the Riddler when you've got Al-Qaeda out there. So it's supposed to be planned out and hit stores before 2007.
Wow.
Holy terror, Batman. Reportedly not expected to hit comic book stores until 2007.
This sounds really dumb, but I didn't even know that was still a comic.
Batman? Are you kidding me?
I didn't either.
There's like 5 different Batman series going on right now.
Are there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm so...
Sorry.
You didn't know either, right?
I didn't know either.
Betraying the geekitude.
No, you heard a school.
Peter's not a really big... He's not a really big comic reader. I mean, a little, you know, but...
Yeah, neither is Aaron, so I don't know.
I dated a guy that was, like, seriously comic book guy, and it's a very different world. I definitely think my geek is a lot less geeky in that way than...
Than if you were comic books?
Yeah.
Well, that's something we've got to get into about, like, where... Like, what would be too geeky... For you. Because I think we all have our, like, lines
our
in the
limit.
Sand. You know you do. Like, that, that's, like, a turn off. Like, because we all put up with a lot of geekdom, but, like, where is the line in the sand?
God, now I'm thinking about that geek I dated in high school, and it was pretty hardcore. He was on, like, bulletin board services before anybody else was. You know?
It was Aaron.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know, the comic book's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, they are.
All right. Are we done with the news? Are you guys good? So the topic we're getting into is the care and feeding of geeks.
Yes.
And one of the first things that they suggested we talk about is what is it like being in a relationship with a geek? But what I wanted to know from you all was, did you know you were getting into a relationship with a geek? Because some geeks are more stealthy.
Yeah. Peter's pretty good.
Because I have to say, like, I've told Aaron this before, that the geeks who do the show... Do not, to the naked eye, present as your stereotypical geek.
That's true.
That's my opinion. Like,
it's
you wouldn't
true.
See them in a mall. Yeah. I mean, they're not, like, pocket protector, slouchy, you know, whatever. I don't know if it's because they live in L.A. or they're in entertainment or whatever their personalities are. But they don't present as the stereotype, I think.
You're totally right. That's what it
of
is.
Of a geek, you know. So I wanted to know if you two ladies in particular knew that you were getting into a relationship with a geek cat.
I did not.
Really?
I did not at all. I met Matt at the gym.
He's a super dork.
I mean...
Yeah, but he's also a gym rat.
Yeah, it's true.
You see him working out at the gym, and it's like, wow.
I went to college with Matt, though. I'm like, he is. He's not.
You know, if you saw him at the gym, you wouldn't...
No, I would have no idea.
You would not think he is a big geek.
You know, for like 4 years, we just said hello to each other. We didn't have a real conversation until we actually went out on a date.
Which lasted a week.
Yeah.
Your first date.
Our first date, we were together.
But well, hadn't he talked about you to all these guys about this hottie at the gym that he was trying to work up the courage to talk to?
I think he would always say, cute, but timing, you know, he was dating someone, I was dating someone, we just say hi and whatever.
Yeah, no, and then he's like, I went on a date with someone. It started like a week ago.
So wait, so when in the process did you realize he was geeky?
Yeah, no, that was, when did you know? Oh dear, he's not a gym rat. He's a geek.
He's a geek.
Who just happens to, you know.
He betray himself.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's really funny because on that first date, I said something that was extremely geeky. And I think that's what he kind of clued in that, oh, I might actually be able to date this girl. So we went out to brunch and... We were just talking. We were having a really good time. And I was telling him about this trip I took to Mexico where we went swimming in the cenotes. And cenotes are these big rock formations that have filled up with water. And so they're basically like in the middle of these mangrove jungles. And all of a sudden you come upon this beautiful, pristine body of water. It's like this small pond, but it goes straight down. You can see to the bottom. It's beautiful. So I was snorkeling in the cenote. And it's all fresh water, and you look down, and I'm like, it looked like something out of the Dagobah system. I referenced Star Wars. Like,
and he, his and little geek heart went pat.
Oh, my God.
He's like, she's the girl from me. She knows Dagobah. Like,
she dropped the Dagobah.
I'm like, old school Star Wars.
But Star Wars, to me, is still so cool in, like, geek world. Like, you're the coolest of the geeks if you love Star Wars, because it's just a beautiful movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean,
it's also... I mean, for people our age, it's pretty mainstream. But see, that is not just a casual Luke Leia.
Right.
You said Dagobah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, if you had said some girl with honey buns on her head looked like Princess Leia, that's kind of just...
Yeah, that's general.
I grew up in the 70s.
Like, yeah, you're right.
Busting out Dagobah system.
Yeah.
Set off his geek radar.
Yeah, so that was kind of our big thing. Aww. And I think that was... He's actually mentioned to me that was the turning point. He was like, wow. She read Star Wars and she knew the Dagobah system. Like,
wow.
So we proceeded to then go to the beach and hang out and go out to dinner. And like our date that was supposed to be brunch turned into this long,
week-long
drawn out thing.
Aww. And here we are today. So now what did he do anything that let you know that he was a geek?
You know, he didn't right
he
off
held
the
off
bat.
For the first week,
right?
Right
off the bat, yeah. He really didn't. And it was just these slow things. And I mean, I saw the video games and I saw the things like that. And I was just kind of like, all right, well... And then I slowly got immersed. He really eased me in. It was good. I mean...
Not too much up front.
He eased me in slowly.
And Tracy?
Yeah, I knew... We were friends for a long time, but even then, I didn't even really... I'm even learning what a geeky is now. Like, it's...
You've been together how long and it's still being revealed to you?
5.5 years.
Wow. Yeah.
The depth. And I'm still... Yeah.
The depth.
Like, yeah... The video game playing now is at an all-time high, and he was so busy. He was working so hard when I was first dating him that he didn't really have time to do half the geeky things he was
and
doing.
And many geeky friends to instigate.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true. But, no, it's... I mean, I always knew he was a geek.
Yeah.
But he wasn't... Yeah, I definitely didn't really have an understanding of the depths.
That still surprises me.
Yeah, it's, so. You know... Yeah, I would definitely say it's War of the Worlds now is like he's in a whole nother category. But yeah, no, I didn't know. He's from the very beginning, he's always been very much of a daydreamer. You know, like, well, he'll kill me for saying this, but I used to make fun of him all the time because he'll have no idea normal things that normal people know, like what month Christmas is in or like, you know, and I had no idea. And so, you know, in that way, it was pretty obvious that there was something up. you know, just things that he didn't have to pay attention to because his head was always in a book or, you know, stuff like that. But yeah.
Now, do you think it would have affected your relationship if he had come up with the full geek on, like, full court press geekdom, like, if you knew then what you know?
Yeah.
Then?
Well, no, I still would have thought he was...
had reservations?
Maybe if I hadn't... I think if I had known sooner, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But if it was all at once, it might have been a little bit intimidating. Yeah.
Kat?
I think all at once I would have shied away. But, I mean, I love him to death.
Yeah.
Like, he's totally wonderful.
Like, now it's
so.
Fine.
So maybe that's a lesson to the listeners. Maybe the slow and dark.
Well, I want to know about you and Aaron.
He's the man. Yeah, I want to know, too.
We...
Because you worked together, right?
For, like, a year before we started dating. And, yeah, I knew he was a big nerd. I didn't know he was a geek. I don't know if I knew that there was a difference. But... I worked in a place, it was a post-production house.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of geeks, but I was friends with them because a lot of them were, like, geeky about movies.
Right.
And things that, like, I'm a big movie fan and was in film school at the time. So, like, talking about, like, Blade Runner was great.
Right.
Like, that wasn't, like, it was different than if he'd been, like, let's talk about comic books. I would have been, like, whoa, you know? So there was some of that. And then, like, you know, like, Tekken, we played together when we first started dating. But that was kind of fun. It was like, I'm going to beat you up. Yeah. You know, like, but
right.
It wasn't how much a part of his life it was kind of a slower reveal.
Yeah, me
too. And I think that was good because it wasn't, like, I don't know. I think if it had all been poured on you. But I don't think that he was intentionally doing that.
No,
I think that,
Peter wasn't either.
I think that Matt and Peter and Aaron at least seem like they've got pretty balanced lives. They're not... They have other interests other than just the geekdom. That's a big part of who they are, but it's not like they can't only talk about those things.
Right.
So that they're pretty socially adept, and then you find out about the other things that they do all day, like, Saturday.
It's not like they took you into a room and... said, all right, honey, we're playing role games. We're all playing games.
Or, you know, like I mean, you walk in the 40-year-old virgin and see their house, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was actually, when we moved in together, and this is after we've been dating for a while, like a year, and we'd known each other 2 years, when Aaron and I moved in together and his collection of GURPS.
Oh my God.
Titles arrived. That was kind of startling. I have to say, like, I'm kind of, I was like, I mean, it's like a whole, like, it's a whole bookshelf full of these books about games that take, like, all day to play. That was quite shocking.
Well, even some of his game manuals are a little bit scary. Aaron, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's got some fatty ones, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, does he?
I don't know that much.
Like, you could, like, break a toe with
him. Doesn't he have, like, extra little baggies for games just in case they don't come with the, like, regular baggies?
Yeah. No, he'll go to the craft store to get little baggies for. And I'm like, let's go to the craft store for Christmas decorations. And he's like, I can get baggies for this stuff.
To, like, keep his little game pieces, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so geeky. I love it.
Or, like, because he's also really arty, so he likes to, like, he's like, I'll design a game. I'll go.
Right.
So, like, we'll go to, like, Michael's, and I'll go pick up yarn, and he'll go pick up, you know, I don't know, whatever, like, tile things to make nerdy.
He makes some really cool cards for
Yeah, well, he's a graphic designer, so it's all kind of, like, from this arty point of view, which I think is why I'm more...
inspired by the geeky.
Yeah, it's like
he's definitely not geeky, like, in a... I mean, none of our geeks are geeky in one of those, like, really
socially
scary sort of
awkward
ways. Really.
Right.
So, Lisa, have you ever dated a geek, and did you know, and at what point... because you're pretty
geeky. I have had trouble finding a geek like myself. For some reason, I've been dating lots of non-geeks, so I'm having the absolute opposite experience.
Really?
And I have to tell you, it's actually great listening to you guys, because I should be taking notes. Okay, reveal myself slowly.
You told one of us that somebody went, a mutual friend of ours, went to your place.
Oh, yes, okay.
A guy who was interested.
This is the problem with the revealing too much at once, because a guy came to my place, a guy who I thought was really cute. I was like, hey, this is great.
Who was totally interested in you.
Well, I thought, maybe
seemingly.
At the time, seemingly, he comes over to my place, and I guess I am the 40-year-old virgin because I have action figures. Yeah. And he saw the action figures, and let me just tell you, could not handle it. Like, could not, like, his synapses.
No, I have to say, for the people who are listening who have not seen Lisa, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's a hottie.
She is. She's seriously a hottie. That stuns me that just action figures would, you don't need those men anyway.
And then he saw the lightsaber, and, you know.
Because you've got, like, a really tricked out lightsaber.
There's just stuff I have. It's just sitting there. I can't hide it.
Yeah. And that surprises me, because I always assume, like, a guy's sex drive trumps so much.
Right.
You know?
And that they're not going to be freaked by that, but maybe.
No. If I stay, I can work with the action figure.
No, he was like, oh my God. Oh, like for hours.
Like, I can understand why that would be a turnoff for a girl, but like a guy who's at a girl's apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, that just, that really,
see,
I would think they would most of them.
Saying good riddance.
Yeah.
Our roommate is
a geek, and too. We have Peter and I are married, but we have a roommate. And that's really
Which
sad.
Which isn't as kinky
so,
as it sounds.
Yeah, it's not. But he's the composer on Battlestar Galactica. He's very geeky. And he's not geeky. He's geeky in a cool way, too, actually. But his girlfriend is so hot, and so, she's this jazz singer, and I was like, wow, she's, you know, he was the first person to say, like, wow, she, you know, she's really out of my league, you know? And yet, she's so secretly geeky. Like, she was so excited that he was geeky. Like, it gives me hope, because she's, you know, the first one, like, oh, let's watch Star Trek. Oh, let's do this, you know?
So
I mean, it's interesting. So you'd think that a geeky girl, I mean, nobody would care that she's a geek.
I've had so many people say, oh, you are the geek dream.
Yeah.
Guys would be so
That's
happy.
What I've always and thought. Yes. I'm like, you are the geek fantasy.
But maybe you're not a jock fantasy. You know, they're looking for the cheerleader.
Yeah. I just had no luck. My last boyfriend was a lawyer who could not have been less geeky. And, you know, and it was difficult. I'm sure you guys will be talking about the difficulty.
No,
you know
so what is the difficulty? What's the difference between dating somebody who's a self-identified geek with somebody who's not?
Well, like, you know, I think the thing that's hardest about it is that people who don't understand geeks are like, what's going on? You know, like he's on his headset playing Xbox Live all day long, you know, or just things that they're just like, but, you know, like,
well, I've had to do some explaining to my family because I'm from the Deep South.
Yeah.
And my family is a bunch of sports nuts. And so that's the analogy I use. And I think it's used in that movie, Trekkies, which I love.
That's a great idea.
And saying, look, you are willing to spend all day, whatever, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night obsessed with sports. You're willing to go golfing, or you're willing to watch how many college sports games. I would rather my husband be doing what he's doing than golfing with strangers or my family who's sports fanatics. They're so obsessed with it, you know? And I think it's a very similar thing. It's like you have to accept that you're going to have different interests. Those are just kind of more socially acceptable for adult men, because I think the stigma for geeky stuff is that it's childish.
Right.
You're playing
games. I think
games.
You're right. That you're like when are you going to grow up?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the people like acting like freaks over football.
You can paint your face and paint a number on your chest.
Right. And have a cheesehead hat.
And do all that stuff and spend all this time out of your house. So the sports analogy works
good
for me. Yeah. That's good ammo with the family who's got like, why does your husband play games?
Yeah, but I mean, that was just, it took a little getting used to, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was the biggest thing, because, you know, he's not coming to bed at night because, you know, he's like, doesn't love you. It's just, he's having really fun with his buddies online, or he's like right now completely addicted to War of the Worlds and World of Warcraft. I mean, oh my God. World of Warcraft. Sorry.
Yeah.
And see, I would probably play with him too, except that I am such an addictive personality that I actually have to not go near it because I won't stop. So I understand, but he tries to get me to play certain games, and I'm sure I would like them.
Yeah,
you know, it's nothing against him. I just have to not. I have enough stuff distracting me in my life.
Aaron said the same thing about you, by the way.
Oh, yes.
When you do play a game, you have to finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm a little compulsive. Like, I
do all the side missions, everything.
Well, like, I love Amplitude, that, which is, you know, and then Frequency. Like, those are great.
I don't know what those are.
They're, like, games where you play... and you're kind of playing along with the song, and each track, it's like you're playing and you're moving down this kind of tube, and it's sort of a faceted tube, and each track is a different, like it's vocals and bass and all that, and you have to play along on the PlayStation controller.
Oh, fun.
And it's really
game.
Fun because they've got good music by like Bowie or No Doubt or like not... You know, like bands that you're like, ooh, I like this band, and
right.
or Garbage, and so you're playing along, and that I'm like, I'm going to do it at basic, and then I'm going to do it at advanced, and like I need to like finish all the levels. It's kind of like popping bubble wrap to me. And Aaron doesn't understand that I like games that are not overly complex, because I find it's more zen to do something redundant.
Me
like,
too.
Like it's like popping bubble wrap. Like it's sort of the Tetris.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
addiction, like Hexix, which is one of the arcade games on the new Xbox 360.
It's kind of soothing.
I like, because it's sort of soothing and it's not too complicated.
I'm the same exact way.
It engages you. And he's like, don't you want to play this? But there's all this other stuff you can do. And I'm like, man, not so much.
Yeah.
But I did end up completing another game. I ended up completing was.
Neverwinter Nights?
Yes.
I heard, I was just about to out you. I was like, but Maureen, you did play Neverwinter
Nights. I did
play
Neverwinter
Nights. And that is complicated.
Not really. Like, I read Choose Your Own Adventure books when I was a kid, and it's very similar to that. Like, the world is not infinite. Like, Grand Theft Auto, aside from being kind of gross and offensive to me in some ways, isn't interesting to me because it's too broad.
Right.
Like, you can do anything, anytime, and... I, like, for me, what's relaxing, it's like, oh, you do all these things, and then you get new clothes. Yay.
Yeah.
You
know?
Like, to me, like SSX
That's
Tricky
right,
was great. It's like, you go down, you do this amount of tricks, and you get to pick out a new wardrobe. And that was really fun for me.
See, I'm even simpler. Like, right now, I'm playing Lux. Do you guys know what that is? It's sort of like Risk, but...
Oh, yeah,
cheap version
yeah.
online, and it could not be more basic, you know, but there's a million different maps or different things you can play, and it's just very zen-like. It's very, you could play, put it down, play it later, and I really have to watch myself with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But Peter, like, he took a map from, I can't remember what book he was reading, and, like, designed a game out of it on this. You can design your own games, and they're really fun. I know, it's geeky. But see, like, that's why I'm like, I don't want to know anymore, because it's bad enough that I've got Lux on my computer.
Okay, so, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Was Guitar Hero really a present for you? Or was it just another
guitar
one of those disguise?
Well, so present. Aaron gave me Guitar Hero for Christmas, and I was a little wondering if this was a backhanded gift. Like, it's for you. But he gave it to me because I really loved the two previous games made by those people.
I just found this out, so that's why I'm asking him.
So, like, I think he thought I might be interested, but he was like, plug it in, let's go. And like, Matt is like, I've just had to
He went out and bought it, and now they play together.
Yeah, no, we had a party and all night, like New Year's, because I got it for Christmas. We had a New Year's party, and Matt was like,
until 5 in the
can
morning,
I play it? And we're like,
Guitar
you can't.
Hero.
And I felt like the parental supervision. I'm like, you can't play the game till after midnight.
Oh my God.
You know, because it's like he would just play.
We actually joked about that. Yeah. We were like, we have to put the video games away until the party is past the New Year's celebration.
So funny.
Like,
it was, but actually, it was good because that was a game that people who were non-geeky could play and participate in. And the party kept going to, like, I don't know, like 4 in the morning because people were being competitive with it. Because this is one of the things I found that's a problem with dating a geek who has geeky friends, Matt. And is that they'll get together and they're so into their own little communion in their own world. But like, if you have people over for Thanksgiving or if you have people over for a party.
Oh, it's bad.
There's no point of entry because there's only 2 controllers. And I find that really, we're very social. We have people over all the time. And I find that really frustrating. You have to explain, hey, you're not interacting or you're not sharing.
Right.
With the rest of us, and it's to me, it seems rude. They're having a grand time, and Aaron's gotten better about it. Matt's gotten better about it. Like, you're like, dinner's on the table.
Yeah.
Come over here. You know, like if we're having a dinner party. But that's something I find is really hard to understand about dating a geek, that it's not,
very hard.
It's not,
it's so not personal. It's so not.
And it's, but it's also, it's something that I've definitely had to watch myself with, because it's not like you can just go up to them and be like, hey, turn the game off.
You can't, because then you feel like a mother.
So I've gotten to the point now where I am almost motherly. I'm like, okay, honey, 10 more minutes and then we're going to have dinner or whatever it is that we have to go and do. It's like ridiculous, but that's what you got to do. You got to give them a certain amount of time
to finish the level.
And then they have
to a safe point.
Done, right. Like, okay, do I have enough time to go on? Do I not? Like,
when
really
I
get to work
at the same point. Yeah.
I understand that.
I know how you handle this, because you said you've dated people who are non-geeky.
Yeah.
And you're a geek. Do you hide it? Do you do it late at night? What? How do you manage this?
You know, I don't know. I think I get them involved. I like say, hey, want to play Halo co-op?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to shoot people. Everybody likes to shoot people.
Yeah,
I've gotten a lot of guys to play games with me.
I bet, but it's got to be easier for you to do that with guys than most guys to do that with women.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe we're even more open than a lot of other women that geeks date.
I've been with Aaron almost 10 years, and we've had to draw some lines about, like, look, I'm sorry, but if a role play game lasts more than 2 hours, I'm not interested. If it's got 10 die, not my bag. I play certain games with him, but if you have to take out a sack of dice and order in pizza twice, it's too much.
See, I really like board games. Like, if it's a board game, I'm in.
No,
like, it's just computer games that I try to...
Puerto Rico the other night.
That was fun.
But that was the perfect amount of length.
Yeah.
And what I also liked about that game, which is not the case for a lot of the other geeky games he's tried to foist on me, is that you play and you feel like you're playing through everybody's turn.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's somebody's turn, and like, I could go have a sandwich, make a call, and then you come back before it's your turn. Like, you're not playing the whole, like, everybody's turn takes so long.
It's true.
And that's just not fun to me. And I think a lot of geek guys, like, they're so into all that. Those options.
You're thinking ahead to your next move is what you're doing.
Me?
No, during that
No, they
time,
are. Just like people with football. Like, they're analyzing the game, and that's
what I do.
Really?
When I'm playing
it. Totally.
No, do you play board games that last that long?
I haven't played them actually that much. Probably just a few, but yeah. The ones
I'll play Risk.
No,
you know?
Did you play Risk? Like, I don't think Risk is that geeky. It was a big popular game. Yeah.
I think Risk is still on the geekier side.
I think if you play it now, it is, but a lot of people grew up playing Risk.
Well,
we had Risk.
I guess so. But no, I grew up initiating board games when all my girlfriends were playing Barbie. I thought that was so lame, and so I always wanted to play board games instead. And I've always been much more open. But this is sort of like weak in geekness, I guess. But Peter was like, let's go get some board games. And I was like, okay, cool, last week. And we get to the store, and you guys, it was seriously like the geekiest store I've ever... It was like frightening what was going on
in
there.
Oh, he called Aaron to find out what store to go to.
Yes.
Oh, my God, those stores
it's called... It's in Santa Monica, and it's...
I've been to that one. Ooh.
It's hardcore. Yeah. I walk in, I was expecting like Monopoly. I was like, wow. Like, whoa.
Because you're thinking that the rest of the geeks are like... Peter or Matt or Aaron or Don.
Oh my God, you guys
are trolls.
That place is frightening.
It was bad. I mean, it was like, wow. I had to like just step out after a while and call my mom and just like let him decide on what games.
Because it see little pewter figurines.
Oh my God. Everywhere.
They're arguing. We went to one in Burbank, and the guys were arguing. They were like the World War II figurine nerds, and they were arguing about the angle at which a Sherman tank could make it up a hill. And they were like having this like intense, like, I'm going to beat you with my lightsaber.
It was bad.
Debate.
Well, we were going to get some new games, but I think Peter could tell I was a little intimidated. So we just got games that we already knew that I liked, Carcassonne and Ticket to Ride.
See, the other Carcassonne's a great one.
It was fun.
It's fun. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And you feel like
in
you're
and
playing
out
the whole time.
It's not like a manual that's bigger than, you know, the Encyclopedia Britannica. Aaron's got these books that are just... It's something.
Starfleet Battles is his worst one. And he's had to go, like, search for special binders to hold it.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, merciful heavens. It's just, you know. And, you know, living with a guy that
see, that would have been intimidating to you. Admit it. If you had seen that first.
We moved in and I was like, wow, your geekdom takes up this much real estate in your life. Like, the movies, the games, the manuals, that you're like...
Peter can make fun of my shoes all he wants, but
this
that's like way worse.
Yeah, let me tell you. Yeah. Wait, I have a Matt moment that kind of relates to all of this. I was driving him to the airport today, and we're driving along down the 101, and he looks over, and he almost jumped out of the freaking car. There was a car next to us that had fuzzy dice. But not normal fuzzy dice, 20-sided fuzzy dice.
Aww.
And he wanted to know where they got those dice so badly. He was like, slow down, slow down. I want to talk to them. I sped up and I looked. Like, we're out of here.
I'm sorry,
it was hilarious.
What?
Where are they? We're late.
Oh, that was a very
I like the Matt moment.
Today.
Tag on that.
I know, right?
So this is one of the other questions they said was, how has living with a geek changed you?
I've watched way more sci-fi than I ever would have.
Yeah.
Like, he got me hooked on Farscape. I am, like, the biggest fan of Farscape now.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, ridiculous. I want to go make puppets.
Wow.
And he got me hooked on Battlestar Galactica.
That's a really good show.
That's right. Go on. I mean, not that I'm biased or anything with my roommate, but... still.
But see, like, okay, I watch, yay, that's the only show I watch on sci-fi, and I TiVo it, and it's great, and I love it, because I think it's a universal drama, like the way the original Star Wars movies, mm-hmm, or the original Star Trek series was, I think, really wild, like, popular, or has gained popularity,
yeah,
because they're just themes that everybody can relate to. But what kills me about watching that show is the promos for the other stuff.
Oh my God, I know, they're hilarious.
Like Mansquito.
Mansquito is the best.
And you're like, who watches this stuff? And I'm like, oh, it's our friends.
Well, people will come over to watch, like Friends of Bears, who will come over sometimes and we'll watch it all together. And
yeah,
people will just die. Like, we'll have to watch the version with the commercials in it instead of
hilarious
his DVDs, because it's so much funnier to see the Mansquito commercials.
Sci-fi channel will show anything.
It's so out of control.
Yeah.
But they're showing it because geeks are watching it.
Yeah. Totally. And somebody's going to like it.
I'm getting the G-rated version then, because we're getting them all on Netflix because we don't have cable.
Duh. So
you're like, missing Mansquito.
Because you don't watch anything on the sci-fi channel, and you're like, oh my God, this show is great, but the other stuff they're showing looks
and
crazy.
It sucks, because especially if they're short on time, they'll cut straight. Like, it should be like an extra second or two, you know, of just quiet. You've just had like this horrible moment and somebody's about to die, you know, and then it goes straight into Mansquito and you're just like, oh my God, it's too much for me.
We took, as far as changing goes, we had some friends a couple of years ago who did the geek test. It was like one of those online surveys, and it was like 0 to 100, your level of geekiness. Lisa, you should totally take this test.
I'm scared.
Oh, you should.
You should.
Aaron do.
It was very high. So we had friends, and they were all emailing each other back and forth, including our friend Mindy, who's a girl, but she's pretty geeky.
She's geeky.
She's really geeky.
And
like,
a good
girl. She
was
way more into board games and a lot of nerdy things than we were. But so they were emailing it, and I was like, okay, I'll take it. And I was so mad, because I was taking it in the living room, and Aaron's, of course, like noodling around on the computer doing something geeky.
Did you just say noodling?
Yeah. I usually call it dorking around, like
noodling.
What he's doing when he's like puttering around doing random geeky things.
I think that's really Southern, noodling.
So I'm taking this stupid test, and I'm screaming at him from the other room, because it's like, do you own more than one game console in your house? And I'm like, I do! And I'm like, my geek score has been raised. Like, have you ever had people at your house playing games all night?
But that's not your fault.
Yeah.
That's not your fault.
But I had to, like, fess up, because it's like, well, my geek score was, like, way off the charts because of, you know,
forget your, like, FICA score.
Yeah.
Your geek score is, like,
it was pretty shocking, and I was like screaming at him, like, this is totally distorted because of you.
Yeah.
So
that's
I feel
great.
Like it's really changed a lot, because of, like, even if you don't think of yourself as a geek, you know, the proximity, it wears off.
It
it's like osmosis.
Yeah, exactly.
you
just get that that stain on you, you
even
know?
If you don't want it to, it doesn't matter, like, it's just imposed on you.
Yeah. So one of the other questions the geeks had was, what one thing would you like to change most? What one geek thing would you like to have most change? And so I guess I want to figure out the opposite for you. Like, if you were dating somebody who wasn't a geek,
like, what would be the best thing that somebody could sort of convert to geekiness about? Like, what subject? You mean like that?
Yeah, for her. But for you guys, what, with your geek in your life, would you like to change?
Cats, like, itching.
Go cat.
Foaming at the mouth. What?
What?
The playing video games all night long.
Yeah.
That would be the one thing I would change. It drives me up a freaking wall.
Yeah. When and why?
3, 4, 5 in the morning.
Why? Because he's tired the next week? Because he's not in bed with you?
Both.
Both.
Because he won't come to bed when I ask him to. Because...
And that doesn't make the ladies happy.
Oh, it sucks. All the time,
but, you know, it's definitely out there. And he's definitely, you know, I don't know. But...
See, Peter will come to bed if I ask him to, but he'll, like, then get back up later, because, you know. But he'll...
He won't stay there?
No, but I always feel bad. I never ask him to, because I know he's having fun, and I just sort of resigned myself to that a long time ago. No, but I mean...
I'm like, how long are you going to play this fucking game? Like, you've been on there for 3 hours. What are you doing? It's ridiculous. Like, I totally don't understand it. And
they're impressing each other, though. You know that.
No,
like Peter was building something on some game just to impress Matt.
Yeah.
And then when he finally finished, Matt had finally gone to bed, and he was so upset.
That's hilarious.
Sometimes I forget too that they're like, this is their guy time. They're playing together because they've got their little headset. It's not like they're there together.
Well, that's what, like when they have game night.
And it's their guy time.
People are like, you guys get on that and play every night. I'm like, some guys do poker night, you know? So I try to think, like thinking of those other equivalents that are more mainstream acceptable, make it seem less like I'm married to a man child.
Right. No,
that's what I say to myself anyway.
Definitely true.
What if we could shoot through the night?
But he had another one.
Aaron's going to appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, that's so good. That's like the best advice. Because
so now what would you change, Tracy?
Well, like I wish he was more, I mean, I don't know. I was going to say nothing because honestly, I love him like exactly as he is.
Okay,
but
whatever.
No, now that you just said that, sometimes he just doesn't know socially like when it's okay. Or not. Like I wish he was sometimes a little bit more aware of it. You know, really? Like when it's, like the first time he met my grandma and my aunts and uncles and stuff, we went to go hang out and they're like, so we had dinner and then they went to go watch a movie. So he went to get his computer and sat down as we were all watching the movie and started playing a video game on his laptop.
Oh.
And I was like, honey, you can't do this. Like you have to
interact with people.
Yeah.
Not
and he's like, but they're watching a movie. So what does it matter? And it's just like, logically that makes sense, but it's just still not okay. And so he goes, well, and then he walks into the other room and he started playing it and where we were going to spend the night. I was like, no, you have to come out and watch the movie with us. You know, or like, you know, or like when just stuff that, you know, I think most guys know, but he just doesn't like, God, now he's going to kill me. I'm telling him all these things. But, no, but like even on our honeymoon, like I had said, let's do something like fun and adventurous. And, you know, cause we had wanted to go to Thailand, but there was like the flu, the West, not
SARS.
Whatever, SARS. And his grandparents were freaking out. So we're like, well, let's just go to a bunch of places we've never been before. Let's just drive wherever in the country we want to go and we'll just have a blast, you know? And so he was thinking, okay, adventure. So that means zero romance, you know? And I was like, no, see, and we had just gotten a new camera. So we're freezing up in Yosemite. There's snowing. And he's like taking a picture of a rock for like, you know, 20 minutes.
And
I'm like,
we just got married.
We just got married and we're on our honeymoon. And I'm like,
and he's playing with his new toy.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not okay. I like really had like lost it. I totally was like psycho woman. And he was like, I don't understand. And I was like, but just because I said adventure doesn't mean that I don't also want to be swept off my feet. And he's like, oh. So from then on, it was great. Aww. But like, you know, it was just stuff that he just doesn't know. But it's part of why I love him too, I guess. I mean,
you can tell him these.
Yeah, and he's actually really good. Yeah. Like once I explain it, he's, you know,
the look at me factor. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, if you think about it, that's like how it is in any relationship.
I mean, but don't you think it's worse with like? Yeah, but
I mean, it's just different. It's different circumstances. He's not sitting there watching football, zoning out. He's playing a video game.
It's true.
It really is just tweaked a little bit.
What about you?
Said, what would you change about somebody to appreciate being with a geek more?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it while you guys were talking, and I can't think of actually changing something. So I would just like to find somebody who shares my interests. So, you know, if I want to see, you know, some Japanese animated movie or something like that. Like, they would be able to, you know, enjoy it.
But I mean, like, if say you liked that lawyer, right? I mean, if there was one thing that you could adjust in him, you know, you can't think of one thing that you'd be like,
I think it comes down to just like, that example was just having the same interests. Like, our interests were so different. We were really different people, and that's what ended up breaking us up, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, there were times where he would actually, I could see him giggling at me.
Oh.
Because I get so excited about something geeky. I'm sure you've seen Aaron do it, or you've seen people.
Yeah.
And I would get freaking. I would be like,
but
oh,
that's
God,
what's fun.
And I'd go off for, like, about, like, some really ridiculous geeky thing, and I would see him going,
that's not good.
Where that's going.
Well, but see, I think that's just part of the fun of it, watching him get all excited about.
Well,
that.
That's one of the things. Like, I definitely watch Matt, and I'll laugh at him. Like, there's nothing there that he knows. He knows that I'm gonna laugh at him with something like that. But I also find it really endearing. Like, he has his interest, and he loves it, and that's what he's solid in that.
Me
and
too.
I have my interests that I love that he's not going to always be totally okay.
Well,
with.
I think that's the really tough thing, is trying to find the balance of that you can do enough stuff together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have enough common interests so that you're not seeing all separate movies.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
But that there are some things that he wants to go do, that, like, he wanted to go see Batman Begins with a bunch of geeks. And I was like, yeah, have fun. I'm going to be home doing my
nails. That was one of the better ones.
Yeah, I was just not.
Wasn't Batman Begins? So wait, was that Batman Forever?
Batman Begins was the last one.
The last one.
Yeah.
There's just been some movies that come out that are like, I'm like, good luck, Godspeed. You know, I don't need to go into that. And then there's other movies that I go see. Like, I went to go see, like, Walk the Line.
Right.
Myself, because he's like,
he didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
Weird.
That should be for every relationship.
So wait,
I think that, so it's trying to find that balance of things that you have common interests in. Like, we can play some games together, but there are certain games it's like, you've really got to find a hardcore geek.
But what would you change about him? And you guys seem to have a pretty good balance about it.
No, but it's what you guys said. It's the occasional look at me factor. You know, like, put down the controller. Like, actually, this happened the other night. He was playing some song online. It was, these guys were performing. God, he's got to figure out what it is and put the link online. But these guys are performing, and it seems like it's a love song. And then, and
yeah, played that for
yeah. And it was like, hilarious. You know, move over to the left, you know. And it was like, I'll be to bed in a minute. And it was this whole song, and it was like,
let
and
he just finished this level.
Yeah,
it's
it was
hilarious.
So funny. But Aaron's like, isn't this hilarious? I'm like, kind of sad, actually. You know,
too close to home.
It was a little close to home. The not coming to bed thing, because you're like,
yeah, Matt was
you
like
would
crying,
rather.
And I was kind of like, it's funny, and I like it. But that's funny.
Because just, you know, being a girl, you're like, wow, you'd rather blow things up with Matt than go to bed with your wife. Okay. You know, that just stings a little bit. And, you know, he does have a good balance. We've recently gotten a hot tub. But that's really good because it's kind of a technology-free zone.
Yeah.
And I think that's, it's important. Like, we've gone on.
You know, Peter and I, when we were first dating, he had a hot tub, and we did spend a lot of time in there. And I think that's been a problem that we haven't had that.
Yeah, we've gone on several vacations that I have made mandatory kind of technology-free vacations.
Oh, smart.
Like, no games, no computers, no email, no cell phones, no PSP except on the plane. You know, and it's been good because I think in your relationships you need that, you know, just to kind of be like, no distractions, us.
I think in life you need that.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, in relationships, definitely, I think that's important. You know, you go camping and you don't, or you go someplace where there's no TV, no radio, no nothing, and you just read books and you lay on the beach and
but
you look at the stars.
Aaron seems to do that anyway. Like, when we went up to Yosemite, he was like, oh, we're in the car, I'm turning off my cell phone.
Yeah.
And Peter and I were like, really?
Well, because it was a novelty.
No, it was like he went into vacation mode. Like, this is when the cell phone goes off.
I think he appreciates it. I don't think it's me like forcing it on him, but I think that we've appreciated that's really valuable for us, our friendships, our relationships, our own mental health. I think that's a good thing. And then the next question is what thing do you find most endearing about geeks? And I think what you guys said would be mine, would be that that they've got enthusiasm. So that I think that some geeks are sarcastic, but I think our geeks, what's great is that they're not cynical. They're enthusiastic. They're
totally
fans of things. They get excited mm-hmm. about things. And I think that in a cynical world, like even if it's not the thing you're excited about, you want to be with somebody who gets excited about stuff and is like a fan and isn't just tearing things down. And I think that that's and that they've got interests that they want to pursue that are smart. Mm-hmm. I think all those things are really charming about them.
I think so, too. And I think also the fact that Matt tends to be really chivalrous. He's just like, he gets into the fantasy world almost to the point of...
He's putting down coats for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's really old school. It's like, okay, I like that. It's important. I think there's a lack of it in today's world, and I think he really has immersed himself in it since he was a little boy, and he knows that that's how you treat a woman. You just put it out there, and you are her Prince Charming. You're just like, you go after it.
Oh, see, that's so cute to imagine Maddie like that in like boyfriend mode. It's funny because the stuff that I had thought, you know, I already said, I was already talking about, but stuff I also find the most endearing about Peter anyway. I mean, just how he can be such a daydreamer and he cannot realize certain things. And the very things that, you know, can be the most frustrating sometimes are also the things that are so sweet. And I know, like, even just about the Christmas thing or like with Valentine's Day, like he had no idea. He thought it was the 12th and and then he was planning to be out of town.
Better to be early than late.
Right. But no, I mean, he figured it out eventually. I mean, he checks calendars and stuff because he knows, but it's so sweet. And like, it's, you know, a lot of people would be mad about that stuff, but you know, it's just so like, I just love it. I love that it, like, his heart is so in the right place, even if sometimes he doesn't always know.
No, he's such a considerate guy. You think he's coming from a good place.
Oh yeah.
Hard.
Yeah. So Lisa.
Uh-oh. Yes.
What do you think the asset of dating a geek girl is?
For myself? Yeah. Let's see.
I love this voice that you do for myself.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your self-reflective voice.
I can just say, you know what? I don't need or like jewelry at all, so you don't have to spend a lot of money on diamonds, because you could just buy me a video game, and that would make me really, really happy.
You could just get you one of those, like, tricked-out controllers, like, or one of those chairs that you sit in.
Oh, yeah, they have these great video game chairs. Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about dating a geek, though, is that there's always accessories that they want.
Oh, yeah.
It's either a game or
easy to shop for a geek.
There's stores that specialize in that, like what game, what thing, what
accessory. It is, unless you don't know anything about it.
Yeah, like, but you...
Yeah, it's hard.
Friends then that you can hard.
Be like, hey, okay, yeah, what is this and what does it do and where do I get it?
I used to get Peter stuff like sweaters or like a really cool jacket that would, you know, make him look less geeky. And then I realized that it's not what he wants. And so when this Christmas I got him an Xbox Live, thanks to Aaron helping me.
Yeah.
But
no, then that's the thing, is you can call on other geeks. Like,
yeah, but you can. We can call on our, you know, fellow geek people to help us, because I was like, is it better if I get him a game? Because what if the Xbox Live doesn't come on time because it's going to be a nightmare? And it didn't.
Yeah.
But we made this whole cool certificate, and he was like, he had pretended like he was so didn't want it.
Yeah.
And then when he had it, he was so excited. He was like, well, I never said I didn't want it. I just said I didn't need it.
No, and then you get like the flush with pride when you really nail like the uber geek gift, and they're like, because they get so excited. You're like, I rock.
But I thought he would so like it, but he's still playing World of Warcraft like crazy.
He's happy that he has it.
I guess eventually it'll.
Believe me, he's happy.
All right.
Yeah.
I felt really nervous.
Like when I got Aaron the Physics of Superheroes book and he opened it and he was like so excited about it.
Aww.
He was like, you're a good wife. Yeah.
Aww.
It's just, I mean, it's weird, but you're like, yeah. You know, because sometimes you feel like you need a decoder ring to figure out like, what game have you not played yet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you can't exactly walk into one of those board game stores.
No, I'm afraid to touch them.
Don't go there alone.
Like, I never will.
Bring help.
You're like hot girl walking into the game. You'd be like,
oh. Yeah.
Or they just won't look up from their, you know, miniatures to like even talk to you.
If you don't know what you need when you go there, forget about it.
One of the questions I had was, can a geek go too far? Like, we are all either our geeks and your geek who would like to date maybe another geek. But is there a brand of geek or a geek activity that would kind of maybe be a deal breaker for you that you're like, no, that would be a real turnoff for me? Because I have one. Like, for example.
What's yours? Tell us.
This is a term I never heard before getting this far into the geek world. It's LARPing.
LARPing. I knew it.
LARPing. Which, do you know what LARPing is?
No. Live action role play.
So you run around town, like Dawn has done this before with friends in New York, where they play vampires or they play different characters.
I thought
characters.
You'd been to the thing. Didn't you go to a LARPing thing?
That's if you, like, your head has spun round.
I thought I heard the story where you were like
out and about, like either like out in the country or sometimes they play in the city, and you have to like go up and do secret hand signs and gestures like I'm a vampire. Like, it's kind of like what you do in a video game.
You
like
know what I have
I try to hit you with my little goofies. Yeah, it's a good thing. And sometimes they dress in costume and run
right.
around the city.
No, I know. Yeah.
Because I've seen like some video of it, and it just seems so like unsexy to me. Like, I don't know if I could,
I think I'm with you.
I don't know if I could warm to the LARPing.
I had this little role in a pilot called 10 Light Items or Less, and one of the guys LARPs. Like, that's one of his things. And the thing, he works at a supermarket. It's all super people who work in a supermarket. And he wants to take his son LARPing, and his like ex-wife is like, absolutely not. You know, and it's this whole storyline. I found it so foul and like bizarre that I think I just have a bias.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm glad Peter.
I can be friends. I am friends with people who've done it. But as far as the sexy factor.
Yeah. No.
Like, would I want, like, is it a turn on? Or it's a kind of a, it's not hot for me.
I think if Peter was really big into like Star Trek conventions and stuff, you know? Like lusting after a character or really
like dressed
into
up
it.
In costume and
I think that would be too much for me.
Like if he put on what's the guys with the stuff that looks like all the black junk on their foreheads with the hair like Worf.
Yeah. Oh, what Klingon. Kind
of, they're Klingons.
Yeah.
Like if he dressed up like a Klingon and went to convention, that would be like not. That would be a deal breaker for you.
Well, if he was still Peter, I don't know. I'd probably
Did
still
you see
love
Peter
him.
In Klingon makeup,
but it would be a little scary.
Only spoke Klingon.
Yeah.
Like if I had to learn that language, like, I know there's a language.
Like Klingon hot talk. You know?
Yeah, it would be a little scary.
Kat, what for you? Where's your line? Where's Klingon hot talk? Is that it?
If you guys could see your face right now.
All of those are way over the line. Like, what if Matt had, like, action figures?
What if he wanted to, like, make love in Klingon talk only?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like...
Yeah. Pillow talk.
Yeah.
Klingonese.
I don't think so.
I think that's a no-go for Kat.
No, wait.
So the line is clearly before then for you. So where is it? Like, if he had, like, a bunch of, like, action figures, a full-size R2-D2 in his home, like, where's the line?
See, that stuff doesn't bother me. The decor toys doesn't bother you. It's like, okay, maybe I don't want that in my living room, but, you know, you can make place for that stuff.
Yeah.
It's
in his office, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's his thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would care either.
It's like, certain behavior about, activities that's more of a turn-off.
Certain behavioral activities, it's like, okay, we live in this world in today. Like, there are times and places. I mean, I know that he's gone to, like, the medieval places where he's dressed up in tights and done all of that. Like
a Renaissance fair?
But yeah, he has done that before.
Well, but that's like actor stuff. I mean, in fairness.
No. But there's a whole particular brand of geek that's
yeah,
the
but
Renaissance.
But in fairness, it's true, actually.
It's not
you know what I'm talking
but,
about.
I do. But it's still, Renfair stuff is still an acting thing.
I mean, I'm an artist. I have a wild imagination. I love Halloween. I love certain things. But there's some things where it's like, okay, you really think this is real. And that's frightening to
That's
me.
A little weird.
That's like... That's where it crosses the line. It's like,
yeah,
it's
too much
for me.
Yeah,
what
bring
would
it,
be
bring it into reality
like, now for a girl who is a geek?
Yes.
What would be? Is there anything possibly too geeky for you? Like Furbies? Is
you
that?
You know, when you guys were saying it, that might be a little too far for me. And I was thinking about like cosplay. You know what that is?
Mm-mm.
That's like the same thing as LARPing, kind of, except it's people who dress up as anime characters.
Ooh.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
it's like a whole like
and they do this outdoors.
Yeah, and I mean, and to their credit, they do an amazing job making these costumes, yeah. But I think they're really into... I probably would not do.
To me, that's like
the one thing.
It's like the same thing as, you know, submissive and dominant. Like, it seems to me the same, like those kinds of parties,
and
too.
These women wear, like, really barely covering themselves costumes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's hardcore. That's a little hardcore, I think, for most even geek lovers.
Yeah. I think we've all got our geek limits.
Yeah.
And that stuff.
I'm just imagining Peter right now as a Klingon still. I don't know.
She may warm to the idea. Who knows?
Yeah. That's so bad.
Be careful what you mention.
Exactly. She's like, let's try this out. It could be
no.
Great. 4 hours of makeup later. No, sorry, honey.
Did we ever... We never talked about who we thought were our, like, hot geeks.
Oh, that's next. Oh. Now we've talked about what turns us off, but there are men of sci-fi that we all think are super fabulous.
Yeah, it's true.
Who's on your list, ladies?
Well, my first people that I loved, like, as a kid... I mean, you know, my all-time is, like, Harrison Ford and Star Wars. I mean, there's nothing... There's nothing... There's nothing hotter than that.
Because Luke was kind of...
Yeah, he was too much of a pretty boy. He could have just been on Duran Duran for all I cared, you know, but...
If he wasn't even cool enough for Duran Duran. But Han Solo, all little girls in the 70s were...
I actually thought John Cusack and Anthony Michael Hall were really hot in 16 Candles.
Is that geeky, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. They were hardcore geeks.
Yeah.
They were really geeky. I was like...
I was going to say, if you found the Revenge of the Nerds guys hot, that would be...
Yeah, but no, but in 16 Candles, you need to go back and watch.
Yeah.
Because they were pretty geeky.
Well, John Cusack is just influenced by Say Anything. That's like the best movie in the whole world.
But that was pre-Say Anything.
I know. I'm just saying.
And Michael J. Fox was pretty cute in his geeky, but that's sort of a Republican way. Michael J. Fox on Family Ties. As a kid, I mean, I thought he was pretty
cute
for a geek, you know?
No.
But he was so sweet.
So what about geeks today, Trace?
I'm still in love with Harrison Ford. That's the problem. He's a little old.
His whole thing with Calista Flockhart doesn't turn you off?
No.
Yeah, this whole
midlife crisis
thing, I'm like, I still love you in Star
Wars. I do.
I still love you in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But
Han Solo is like the ultimate man.
I mean, yeah. And see, but that's like still a geek merging with man, because he's still geeky.
Yeah.
You know?
Because he hangs out with a Wookiee.
He's in love. Yeah. He's in love with his ship.
He is in love with his ship.
He likes his ship more than any woman.
Yeah.
He'd totally be playing around with the ship rather than coming to bed.
That's true.
He would. He's a geek.
Yeah.
But and yet hot.
You know, my sister and we're both geeks. We both love Star Wars like all of you. And we still, to this day, this is so sad, will describe dates in terms of whether they're Luke's or Han. And I know you all understand this. Luke is the nice guy.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. But you're just maybe not as attracted to him as Han Solo guy.
Yeah. Wow. That's good.
That is a good point.
All right. So I have a question on this, because I think Viggo Mortensen in The Lord of the Rings was super hot.
Oh, he was.
But some of the ladies prefer Orlando Bloom.
I definitely am with you with Viggo.
Viggo for me.
He was all man.
You're Orlando.
Oh, really?
Cat goes for Orlando.
I think
he's too pretty for me. He's kind of in the Rob Lowe pretty.
The fantasy part of it. I don't know.
Also, really? He's superhuman. Like, he's better than human.
But Viggo, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's definitely
Viggo
hot.
Viggo with the sword. Come on.
I know. All the ladies like Viggo.
Wow. I'm surprised Orlando Bloom you'd prefer.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised at that, too, because Matt actually gave me those two. He was like, what about these two? And I was like, in that movie? And
you know what, though? That doesn't surprise me, though, because Matt's kind of metrosexual.
Yeah.
He is.
And
he's got a much better sense of style than a normal geek.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But I think Orlando is the metrosexual of the fellowship.
Yeah.
That's my take on it.
What about you guys? What else? Who else you got?
Who else on your list?
Apollo from Battlestar.
Huh.
Amber.
See, you like all the pretty boys.
He's fucking hot. Have you seen him? He's rip shit.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he's cute.
Damn, boy.
He's cute.
I think Tony Almeida from 24 is hot.
Really?
I don't know what the actor's name is. No?
I don't know.
24?
I don't watch 24.
Oh, ladies, you're missing out.
Yeah, I don't watch it either. I know I should.
You can watch it on DVD.
You know, the guy, what's his name on Lost isn't really my type, but he's cute.
Which one?
The lead guy, you know.
Matthew Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's cute.
But he's not. He's a little too leading man for me. I like him geekier than that.
You like him a little nerdier.
Yeah.
Lisa? Come on, geek girl.
Mine are all, like, totally from geek movies.
Okay,
like,
let's hear them.
You'll know and like okay. them all, I think. First of all, I thought Christian Bale was the best Batman, perhaps because I've been in love with him for years.
American Psycho, like, turned you on?
I thought he was amazing. In that. And come on, did you see him in that? He was beautiful.
He was
even
creepy.
I'm like, horrible character.
I couldn't get over the ick factor.
Yeah, it was just foul.
No, you're right about that. But I think I'm the only person who
they can see past the psychosis.
Yeah, and I actually saw this movie Equilibrium, which it was like
apparently you're the only person who saw it.
Yeah, I am. But it was a science fiction movie, and it had Christian Bale, and that's all I needed to know. And which leads me to my next one, Underworld 1.
I liked Underworld 1.
It's entertaining, but it did have Scott Speedman without a shirt, and that was a great draw.
He's the guy who's the
he becomes the Uber vamp at the end.
Oh yeah.
So I went to see Underworld 2, you know, with hoping that I was promised more Scott Speedman with no shirt, and sure enough,
oh my god, look at you!
And that was a big plus for the movie.
Those aren't that geeky.
No, okay, my next one is I've got one that you guys won't even know, but Keanu Reeves, not in The Matrix, but in Constantine. I
haven't seen that. I kind of wanted to.
You should see him. You know, something about Keanu getting older, I like him more.
Although I have to say, I recently saw part of My Own Private Idaho.
He was really good in that.
He was so good in that.
He was.
Because you kind of buy him as that sort of doofy.
Absolutely.
And aloof.
And he was good in Bill and Ted's too.
As long as he doesn't know what's going on, he's good.
Yeah.
If he has to know what's going on, forget about it.
Then you're just like, I don't get it.
He's not going to play like the president.
No.
Can you believe it? I still can't imagine that he did Hamlet. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
All right. So who else you got on your geek list?
The one that you guys won't know, but I'll just tell you because you might want to check him out, is Takeshi Kaneshiro. You might have seen him in House of Flying Daggers.
Okay.
Yeah. I know him.
And he was in this great sci-fi movie, Returner. And he's just beautiful, beautiful man. And he also was in a video game. Like, they actually took his likeness because he's very famous. Mm. And he was in Onimusha and Onimusha 3. He was the character. You guys are laughing at me already.
And it's just nervous laughter because we don't know what you're saying.
It's okay. Just keep nodding.
I think it's great.
List, though. It's hot. He's hottie. I agree with that.
Who else is on your list, Kat?
What else do I have? I have Brad Pitt, 12 Monkeys and Fight Club and all of that. I don't know if that really counts, but he's just
12 Monkeys is a great movie.
Hottie,
that counts. Yeah. That counts as geek cred.
He's a universal.
Yeah. He's, I had to put Farscape in here. I had to put Ben Browder in here from Crichton from Farscape.
Yeah.
He's cute. However, I have a friend who was on the show with him, and she kind of gave me a little bit, so I'm a little turned off to him now, because apparently he had a heart on the whole time. He was, like, in the water scene kissing her. She played one of the characters.
Well, but you can't help that sometimes, don't you think? I feel bad when, like...
I still think he was pretty funny.
You can't be mad at him for...
Yeah.
Pat, can you...
Oh, and you know what? Harrison Ford is like the uber geek. I was thinking because of Blade Runner, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
He's got serious Greek cred. Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just kind of like,
I don't think there's a doubt
he's
in any.
That's my number one. Johnny Depp.
Oh.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Or what geek movie?
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know if that really counts.
I think Edward Scissorhands, the goth geek.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah. Okay, now what, this is kind of a final thing, because this would be a date suggestion, like renting a movie, geeky movies that you guys like. You have any thoughts? What's your favorite geeky movie?
So many.
Well, you like, okay, but one that you would maybe take a guy or show a guy that's not a geek.
Well, you know what? I tried that.
Yeah.
But since you mentioned it, I tried showing a boyfriend of mine Spirited Away. Did you guys see Spirited Away?
Yeah. It was really good.
It's lovely.
Hated
it.
Really? Yeah. No, it's on my TiVo and I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
That's because I've been hearing it's so good.
Yeah. How can you not laugh? That's weird.
All right. Well, have you ever had any successful geeky, non-geeky movie endeavors?
I'm sure I must have at some
point. I must have crossed over at some point.
So, that's the bad thing, and I don't know if your geeks do this, but I do try to so badly to share the things I like with
people. Does that.
And I'm like, oh, this movie's great. You have to watch it with me right now.
Matt does the same thing, and usually, like 9 times out of 10, I love it.
Oh, really? That's great.
So I think that's actually really good.
Well, especially if they get to know you, and they go, I think you'll like this one.
Yeah. And it makes a big difference. But he's opened my eyes to a lot of really cool.
Like, which one did you see that was a geeky movie that you liked?
I don't know. I mean, pretty much almost every geek movie out there, with the exception of, like, the really big ones that I would have seen anyway, he's been the one to show me them.
That's funny. Well, and Farscape, you said, was the name that
Farscape was a huge thing for me, but I've fallen in love with that series. I would watch it over and over and over again.
Wow. Yeah.
It's really fun.
Basie?
I don't know. I mean, Peter's got really good taste in movies, and we have different tastes and things. I'm definitely more of an indie movie lover than he is, but he doesn't just like geeky movies. He likes all kinds of movies. So I'm trying to, like, figure out.
Did he show you a geeky movie that you liked that you wouldn't have thought you would have liked?
That's what I'm trying to think of. Hmm. I don't know.
I don't think I would have gotten as into the Lord of the Rings movies, because I didn't read any of those books or anything if I weren't, like, looking forward to it. And I'm so glad I did, because I just kind of missed all that whole Tolkien thing when I was a kid. And I know some people, like, read The Hobbit, and I was like, what is this? And I read all the books and watched all the movies, and I'm a huge fan now. And I'm so glad that I have geeky friends, because it was such a good thing.
Yeah, I could see that.
I read The Hobbit, but I couldn't get through the books. I started reading Lord of the Rings, and I couldn't get through it.
But you like all the movies.
Well, I like the movies.
Because it's got man candy.
What else? What other movies can you think of? Because maybe when you say them, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would have gone to see Spider-Man.
All right. Oh, I liked that movie.
A great movie.
It was
good. Just like a superhero movie isn't something I'm like, ooh, honey, let's go see the superhero movie. And Aaron is like, oh, we've pre-bought tickets.
see, to me, those are still pretty man.
I did. I think they're really good.
But those are still pretty mainstream, don't you think?
Yeah, but it would not have been appealing to me.
Really?
Like, no. I would be like, no, thank you. I just...
Yeah,
okay. Because there's so many bad ones out there. And I'm so glad that those that I saw, because I'm like, wow, that's actually a really good movie. Both 1 and 2 I'm a big fan of. But, you know, him pre-buying tickets. Because we've also reached a truce, too. Like, there's theaters in L.A. that you can buy tickets at that have reserved seating. And he wants to see those kind of movies on opening weekend. And I'm like, I don't want to stand in line with a bunch of hobbits anymore, you know? Because we've done that. And I'm like, there's a limits to how much my geeky wifely duties will. And so this is a perfect compromise, because he can pre-buy the tickets. We don't have to stand in line.
That is great.
Perfect.
And so I'm more willing, because it's like, we could just go. But, like, if I have to, I'm not going to, like, stand outside in the cold to go see some movie I'm iffy on anyway. Right. So that's one way to get your lady friends to go, I think.
Yeah. I guess, you know what, the TV series and the film, I just can't believe I just forgot the name. You guys all know. No. It's not Serenity.
Firefly.
Firefly was so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I would have never seen that series, or I don't know that I would have gone to see the movie even, and it was so good.
It's great.
I love to hear you say that.
I know. I forgot. And I forget as I'm saying that. I'm insulting you by even forgetting the name.
This makes me so happy.
But no, it's true. It was really good. And the series I thought was really fun, you know? Yeah. And then to see the movie after, because we watched the series. And I was really surprised at how much I liked that.
We did the same thing. Matt got it, and we watched the whole thing. And I was like, is there another one in the mail yet? Is there another one in the mail yet? Like, I get so into this stuff. It just, like, it feeds my imagination so much. I love
Lisa's
it.
Lisa's blushing.
Yay! McClellan.
Well, I think the conclusion is that it's clear we all love geeks.
Yes.
Or at least some geeks in particular.
No, geeks are good.
So I hope the geeks on audience liked the ladies show. I'm curious to see what, maybe we'll check out the boards and see what they have to say.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day past.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.